Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, let's start with yesterday's Robert B. Kaum Distinguished Lecture in Higher Education, featuring the Chancellor for the State Regents, Glenn Johnson.
Yeah, well, that's a very good place to start, as Julie Andrews said one time. The Kaum Lecture is a very special event. You know, Bob Kaum was the president of OSU from 1966 to 1977. I was actually privileged to be in school here for two of his years as president, the first 2 years. He also was provost here and dean and just really a wonderful, wonderful champion of students. But the Kaum Lecture has been endowed. It's hosted by our OSU College of Education. And Chancellor Johnson, Glenn Johnson, the Chancellor of Higher Education in Oklahoma, was our speaker and did a wonderful job, as always. Glenn is a good friend of higher education and a good friend of Oklahoma State University. He's former legislator and president of Southeastern Oklahoma State University. He's been chancellor now since 2007. And, you know, Glenn's father was a United States congressman from Okemah. And Glenn was the youngest ever speaker of the legislature, of the House of Representatives in the legislature. So he just talked about the importance of higher education, what it contributes to individuals as well as to the state, and I think made a number of good points which are very appropriate to our future.
And Burns, I know you've been following the discourse involving the value of higher education in this year's presidential campaign, but putting politics aside, is that college degree still the career door opener that it was 20 or 30 years ago?
I describe a college degree, Kelly, as being a passport to prosperity and a hedge against poverty. If you look at the unemployment rates today for college graduates compared to those who don't have a college degree, it is dramatic. Far, far fewer college graduates are unemployed than those who do not have degrees. And if you look at a comparison between per capita income in a given state and the percentage of citizens that have college degrees, you will see it is linear. And so for Oklahoma to really prosper and to be able to staff the jobs of the future, we have to have more college graduates. The lucky thing for citizens of Oklahoma is that we have very, very low tuition and fees. So we feel like a college degree not only will elevate the individual, enable them to adapt to new and different jobs and challenges, but will dramatically improve the overall health of our state.
With all of that in mind, it is budget writing season at the state capitol. Any update regarding the legislature and state appropriations for higher education?
Well, we really appreciate the commitment to higher education of Governor Fallon and the legislative leaders. Mary Fallon, who is an OSU graduate, said in her budget message how important it was to increase the number of college graduates and has a number of initiatives in that regard. We always try to avoid or limit tuition and mandatory fee increases, and we will do that again this year. We know the legislature has a lot of balls in the air and a lot of needs to balance, but I'm sure that they will support higher education in the way they have in the past.
And let's talk about that other funding mix in the equation, and that's private giving. What's the latest on the OSU campaign?
We've, of course, announced our branding success campaign a couple of years ago. Campaign for Oklahoma State University, $1 billion. I'm delighted to announce that we are over $850 million toward our $1 billion goal. As state support has declined as a percentage of budget of higher education institutions, it's become more and more imperative that we raise money. And so we're taking the attitude that this is absolutely essential for our future, and we're putting all our resources at it, and so far, at least, having success.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.